Well, my good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee, hoping all your trails are happy. Until we talk again later on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, we'll put our little records away and have some community conversation for you. Coming up, it's 64 degrees at 9 o'clock. This hour's ABC News Update is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. U.S. Special Envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, in Israel today discussing the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Another 47 people were killed overnight trying to get food, and doctors have warned that Gaza is on the brink of famine. Canada joining Britain and France and saying it will recognize Palestinian statehood at the UN General Assembly next month. Bond denied for the man charged with killing an Arkansas couple on a hiking trail last weekend. 28-year-old Andrew McGann is a fifth-grade teacher in Oklahoma, as recently as last year. Extreme turbulence on a flight from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam. At least 25 people were sent to the hospital following the plane's diverted landing in Minneapolis.
I will hand it to the flight attendants. They were incredibly calm, very well-trained, and very responsive.
Passenger Leanne Clement Nash. As many as 50 aftershocks following that 8.9 magnitude earthquake in the Pacific this week. No tsunami advisories. This is ABC News. More states are planning to take Texas's lead and redraw their congressional districts ahead of next year's midterm elections. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio says it started with the Republicans in Texas, but Democrats in other states may get on board as well.
In Texas, Republicans have unveiled a controversial new congressional map that could give them up to 5 more seats in the House. Republicans in Florida are now considering a mid-decade redistricting as well, citing new population data. And California Governor Gavin Newsom says he may call a special election to undo his state's independent map and, quote, fight fire with fire.
President Trump strongly supporting the redistricting in Texas, where the GOP is expected to benefit from the new maps. A funeral service will be held today for Didarul Islam, the New York City off-duty police officer who was among 4 people shot and killed by a gunman with an assault-style rifle at a Midtown Manhattan office building this week. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
They say the more things change, the more they stay the same. And that's certainly true at the Phoenix Center. A longtime favorite in Richland County, it remains the go-to destination for bowling, great food, and lasting memories. It's where friends gather, laughs are shared, and good times roll, literally. Open Monday through Saturday starting at 11 a.m. and closed on Sundays. The Phoenix Center continues to serve up favorites like their legendary pizza and friendly atmosphere. Call 649-7469 for more information or carry out.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
High temperatures in the upper 70s today, partly cloudy, hazy, and comfortable. Northeast winds at 7 to 15. Mostly clear and cool tonight. Patchy fog possible, a low of 52. Friday, mostly sunny and pleasant, a high of 78. Highs of 80 Saturday and the lower 80s on Sunday.
Today's small business owners know just how much hard work is involved in starting and growing a business. But the challenges involved are not foreign to you. You're all in. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure your small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Don't miss the fun at the Two-Cylinder Tractor Show this coming weekend near Boscobel. Watch live field demonstrations of corn, explore vintage tractors, shop the flea market, treat the kids to a corn dig, money hunt, crafts, and more. Enjoy great food and join Simply Country Cowboy Church Sunday morning at 9 a.m. It's free, family-friendly entertainment. Just off Highway 133 at 17804 Prairie du Bay Road. Call 485-1623 for more information. It's time for the annual Children's Miracle Network Bucket Sale at Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, happening Thursday, July 31st through Saturday, August 2nd. Buy a 5-gallon bucket for just $5 and get 20% off almost anything you can fit inside. Plus, enjoy 10% off appliances and power tools. Saturday brings games, activities, and fun, plus a brat stand from 10 to 2, courtesy of the Avoca American Legion. Shop, save, and support a great cause, only at Walsh's Ace in Muscadet.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust.
Live from Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where the coffee's hot, the music's country, and the company's local.
Good morning and welcome to our morning show from WRCO Radio. So glad and so grateful that Grassroots Entertainment continues sending us top talent coming through the Richland Center area. Knoxville native Sarah Harrelson is in the studio with us again. How you doing, Sarah?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Phil.
Wonderful to have you back. You were here about a year ago and things are really starting to take off. I'm guessing you've had a good summer.
Yeah, it's been great. I was here in October, and now I'm back. I brought you some ski soda here today from Chattanooga.
Thank you so much. That's just so awesome. Yeah, I appreciate it. And it's cold, too.
It's nice and cold.
Ooh! Well, we'll see you guys later. So they make that. Were you aware of ski before you talked to me last fall?
I wasn't, no. I know you're more of a soda connoisseur, but I think I told you I heard of Bubba Cola, which was made near Chattanooga because my granddad would do trips all the time to go get his Bubba Cola.
I've never had Bubba Cola, but I'll have to. Next time you'll have to bring me some.
Next time we're on Bubba Cola.
Bubba Cola, all right. So tell us about some things that are going on for you. You're a part of an upcoming production, Women Songwriters. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's been so exciting. I've been a part of an upcoming documentary called Women Behind the Lyrics, and my new single, Put Yourself in My Boots, is a part of that project, and it's myself, Wendy Moten, Delaney Ann, and Judy Pastor, and the documentary takes a look of what it's like being a woman in the music industry, a woman on the road doing the whole music tour life, and this October we're doing a whole tour together.
How far are you going? What cities are you heading to?
We're starting in Nashville and then ending up in Houston.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited.
Like a girls' night out every night, then.
Yes.
Why don't we give that new song a spin? Can you tell us any more about Put Yourself in My Boots?
Yeah, that's a song I wrote a few years ago, and it's very personal to me. If you take a listen, it's just a reminder that everyone comes from different backgrounds, so we shouldn't judge each other and just be more aware of where everyone comes from so we can relate to each other better.
Well said. All right, we'll give it a spin here on The Morning Show. Sarah Harrelson.
You ain't from around these parts, don't share the same roots. You're kind of a problem, ain't the kind I've been through. I've took all day for a little more change. Put yourself in my boots.
Sarah Harrelson on The Morning Show with us today, and WRCO, Put Yourself in My Boots. You've had some top-notch people help you out through your career. Who helped you out with that particular single, Sarah?
Absolutely. I got to co-produce that song with producer Dale Penner, and he has worked with iconic bands like Nickelback and Loverboy, and it was so much fun working with him on the studio for that song. And my husband was even the drummer on that song, so it was fun working in the studio with him as well.
A family affair there. You got it all
done. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's good. How do you write songs? Like, where does the inspiration come from?
Well, especially with country music, most of that is drawn through my real life experiences, things I've been through, and things that I just want to get out into the world. And I think that people can relate to a lot of those messages. So they definitely come through authentic experiences.
Tell us about, you're going to be up for a CMA award too as well later this year, aren't you?
Yes. So when I'm on the Women Behind the Lyrics tour this October, we end in Houston, and all of us are receiving a CMA of Texas award at the CMA of Texas for Artist of the Year. So I'm very excited for that.
Is that your biggest award you've won?
It will be my biggest. Yeah, I've received some awards through Musicians on Call, which has been amazing through the work I've done with them, but this will be a very exciting moment.
As I told you, we have our cancer charity, Grace, from the area we're raising money for this year and this week. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing that between 10 and noon today. But you have a cancer story in your family, don't you?
I do, yes. My mother fought colon cancer for 5 years, and it's something that I've always wanted to spread awareness about is her cancer journey and just support other people going through the same cancer battle. And I volunteer with Musicians on Call, where I bring music into hospitals for patients who are going through, you know, minor surgeries to major things like cancer.
Isn't it amazing what music can do?
Absolutely. I think music is so healing, and that's been one of my missions as an artist, just to bring healing power of music to people so they can find relatable stories through music.
Do you have any personal stories, some things you've seen firsthand when you've played a song at someone's bedside?
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of different reactions every time I play music for someone. It usually brings them joy or healing or tears, but I've seen one patient that I'll never forget, and he was telling me that he was feeling very down about life that day, not wanting to go on with life. And when I came into the room and played a song for him, he felt more hopeful to keep going. So that's something that was very heartfelt to me and makes me realize this is why I do music.
That's the thing that we've talked about with music too. It's and just having a positive attitude if you have any kind of illness. It's so important, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, and you have a song. Didn't you have a song related to your mom's cancer journey and what you've done with volunteering?
I do. A few years ago, I released a song called Blue Ribbon about my mom's journey, and I partnered with the Colorectal Cancer Alliance with the song to give back to them and spotlight some people who were going through colon cancer in the music video.
Would you sing it for us?
I would love to, yeah.
Okay. Sarah Harrelson live in The Morning Show.
I never thought she'd get it, not twice and not once. A cancer whose awareness falls on my birthday month. She stood tall and strong when more started to go wrong. It makes me so proud from where she started to right now. It represents her pain. It represents her strength. It represents the ones who fight the hard fight every day. I wear it for my mother. She wears it for all others. I never knew how little time we're given till she wore that blue ribbon. Love, hope, and a cure is what it was made for. It's a sign of being honest. It's a symbol of support. I wish no one had to wear it. I wish it didn't exist. And she's one more example of what we have to fix. It represents her pain. It represents her strength. It represents the ones who fight the hard fight every day. I wear it for my mother. She wears it for all others. I never knew how little time we'd given till she wore that blue.
Thank you for performing that.
Of course, thank you.
Goes along with our whole theme this week. Is it hard to sing that song and not get emotional?
It's very emotional singing it still, but it also feels very healing for me to sing it and just a reminder of my mom and just knowing that I'm giving maybe some hope and strength for other people performing it.
Do you perform it often?
Not too often. Sometimes I'll incorporate into shows or play it in the hospitals, but the best part about that song is receiving messages for people going through the same thing that she has gone through, telling me how much it has helped them with their journey.
Great. Some other things you're involved in. Do you sing in a foreign language? Did I read that?
I released a song called Stand Together last July, and it has 10 artists from 10 different countries, and the artists I got to collaborate with were from all different parts of the world, and so they incorporate their languages into it, and I performed that song before, and when I performed it by myself, I learned some of their parts and languages, so I don't really speak those languages, but I learned the lines for my own song.
Ah, that's gotta be hard to do, right?
It is, yes.
to make sure you're enunciating, so you're saying the right thing, and, you know.
Yes. Yeah, my friend who speaks Spanish made sure I pronounced it right. Todos unidos.
Oh, that's awesome. But it could open up a whole new market. You know, it's interesting how country music is so worldwide anymore, isn't it?
It is, and I got a chance to perform in Eastern Europe a couple years ago in Bulgaria with some other artists over there, and it's just amazing how many people came out and love country music. One woman couldn't even speak English, but she came out to my show with an Alan Jackson t-shirt and a cowboy hat, and she was ready to go, so it was amazing to see.
Have you met any of your biggest idols since you've been in the business?
Yeah, I've got to perform alongside a lot of people. I've opened up for the likes of Aaron Tippin and Bucky Covington and met a lot of people doing events in Nashville. So it's been great collaborating and just meeting other people that I really look up to.
You've performed at some of Nashville's landmarks too, haven't you?
I have. I just performed again at the Bluebird Cafe, and it's always so special performing there. So many people come out from all over the world to see shows there. I've performed at the Listening Room, and you can always find me on my website, saraharrelson.com, to see where I'm performing next and doing some shows in Wisconsin this week as well.
Awesome. Where are you playing in Wisconsin this week?
Well, first I got to give a shout out to Marvin, who is here in Richland Center. He's listening in. Thank you so much for supporting me. I hope he'll come out to my show at Daly's tonight in Sun Prairie. Friday, I'm performing at Winehouse Lounge in McFarland. And then Saturday, I'll be in Milwaukee at Sandra's on the Park.
Oh, you're making the rounds then.
I am.
All right. And then when do you head back home to Nashville?
I go back on Sunday.
Okay. So you're making a little vacation. You're getting it right because it's going to be a beautiful weekend weather-wise. It's not going to be too humid for you.
It's wonderful, and it's been so hot in Nashville, so it's nice to cool off a little bit in Wisconsin, and I love my time up here.
The song Denim was the one you were playing the last time you were here, and that became a good radio single for you last fall.
It's such a fun song.
Yeah. Would you play that for us?
I would love to.
All right. Sarah Harrelson joining us in the morning show. And I don't know, payola, I don't want to talk about it, but you bought me some cold bottles of ski, so, you know.
Yep.
You're here all day. All right. This is Denim from Sarah Harrelson on the morning show.
Got your hair all combed and slicked back, and you didn't ask, but it's not your style. I ain't ever seen you so stressed out here, like trying to win best dressed. Did she teach you how to tie on that tie? She's ribbon, she's pearls, she's diamonds and curls, but baby, I'm
attitude in that one right there. Denim, Sarah Harrelson on the morning show. Oh, my goodness. Thanks so much for coming around to see us. We appreciate it. Always good to have you in the studio. And you doing any more radio tours this year, too?
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. Yesterday, I was in Plover, Wisconsin, and Sparta doing some radio stops there. I visited stations in Florida and Kentucky, so I'm sure there will be more stops this year for radio, for Put Yourself in My Boots.
I hope so. But you probably don't take ski to other radio announcers, do you?
That's true. That's only for you.
Oh, man. I feel so privileged. Thank you. Anything else you wanted to add about this year or what's coming up for Sarah Harrelson?
Yes, you can follow me at Sarah Harrelson, Sarah with an H, and I spell my name A-L-S-O-N. So follow me there on socials and follow at Women Behind the Lyrics to stay tuned on my journey with this documentary.
Yeah, it is. It has been a journey, right?
It has been.
Do you set goals for yourself?
I do. I think each year I set different intentions and goals, and this year I'm really focusing on this documentary and collaborating with these women. And I just can't see, I can't wait to see what's next after this documentary.
With songwriters, when you get together with these women or anybody else, does it kind of feed you a little bit? You kind of play off one another and do some songwriting?
It does. And we wrote a song called Paved the Way, and that will be out on August 15th. And it features the four of us and the song we wrote together and our stories about being women and music. So that was such a special song to write together.
As an independent, it's tough sledding out there trying to get heard, isn't it?
It is, especially in a digital age where there's so many people on technology. So I really appreciate when people follow me and listen to my music.
Anything else you'd like to play? Do you do any covers or anything like that? I don't want to put you on the spot here.
But... Sure. I know last time I was here, I played What a Wonderful World. Is there anything else you'd like to hear?
That's a good one. That was really good. Would you mind doing that again?
I don't mind doing that again.
That'd be good because it kind of gets us motivated for our upcoming radio auction today from 10 to noon. So
yes, yeah, such a special benefit you guys are doing, and this is a song that I love performing in the hospitals with musicians on call.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds that are white, the bright dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow are so pretty in the sky, and also on the faces of people walking by. Shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies laughing. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, yes, I think to myself, what a
man, you do that so well. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that. Sarah Harrelson, safe travels to you.
Thank you so much.
And your loyal manager here today as well.
Yes, I've got my Synapse Publishing and Entertainment team with me here today.
Yeah. All right. Well, come back and see us again. You know, and you're welcome anytime. Bring more ski from Knoxville.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love being here in Richland Center.
And again, tonight in Sun Prairie, is that right?
Yes, at Daly's. Yeah.
At Daly's. Okay.
Hope to see my fan Marvin here at
All right.
the show.
And everybody. All right.
And everybody.
Sarah Harrelson joining us in this portion of the morning show. We've got more coming up.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. the only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Katie Bedward. Let's work together to make sure your finances meet your unique needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call us to schedule an appointment at 647-8889. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
On our morning show today, we are talking about the upcoming Rock and Roll Reunion 2025 in Woodman. Roddy Dahl is our guest. Roddy, it's time for another fun go-around, isn't it?
I love to be here. It's a big event for us in Woodman every year, and I so look forward to it.
So you've got a whole bunch of stellar bands and musicians this year. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's growing every year. And so this year we have about 30 different musicians, and they're either part of groups or soloists or something. And we have more people ask to participate all the time. So it's one of those things where each band doesn't get to play an hour, for instance, because it's a one-day event. So, we try to pack everybody into the time constraint that we're faced with. But it's the fact that each musician there gets to play some of their favorite things for charity. And it's also a reunion, of all the musicians. So they get to talk to each other, maybe musicians they haven't seen in 5 years or 10 years or maybe even in a year or so, because a lot of these musicians still play out and a lot of them are retired. So
it'd be interesting to have a family tree of some of these bands and who all belong to them and everything else.
Oh, yeah. Some of them would have so many different branches because they probably played in half of the bands that will perform that day, So it's kind of fun.
Oh, yes. So it's coming up this weekend, and I know it's for fun, but it's also for a good cause, isn't it?
We started Rock and Roll Reunion in 2010 as kind of a memorabilia concert for a Richland Center musician, Dale Kidd. And Dale was really good about raising money for some children's charities on his own. So when he passed away in 2009, we held the first Rock and Roll Reunion and raised money for his charity. Since that time, all of the Rock and Roll Reunions have raised money for a different charity or a cause every year. And some of those causes have been veterans memorials. I think we've raised for two or three veterans memorials. We've done for hospice. We've done for first responders. We've done for mental health, the treatment of mental health. And last year, we raised money for about 24 local families that were dealing with cancer. This year, we're raising money for autism. One of the musicians that played last year had mentioned at the end of last year's event that he had a child with autism and wondered if we could make that our cause for this year, and that's what we're doing.
Lots of times schools are underfunded in some of those programs, and especially the small schools have a real need, don't they?
They do, and so the the way that we're distributing the money this year is that we're picking five schools, potentially six, but right now we're looking at five, and those schools have been picked because of their enrollment numbers, and because those smaller schools do get less funding, we wanted to make sure that they had the same the same opportunity to deal with special needs children in general. So a couple of the schools have been picked already, and one of them is pretty close to Richland Center. Ithaca Schools was one of the schools that we picked. Seneca is one of those schools, and Wazika. So we still have a couple more schools to go yet, and then we will divide that money between them for these for this special needs room that they work with children in.
Do most of your musicians come from a several county area right here in Wisconsin?
Most of them come from a four or five county area, real close to Woodman. So it'd be Grant, Richland, Vernon, Crawford, sometimes a little further out than that. And their roots were within those counties, even though they may have moved away. Some of these musicians are traveling from Madison and, other places further away.
You've had lots of people pass through this event before, and sadly, some are no longer with us, Roddy.
No, and we've had some really great musicians there. Vilas Craig, obviously, and he was an award winner there, received a Lifetime Achievement Award. Gary Chamberlain was a really great artist. Mike Wagner was a really good local artist that played there. And so we get a lot of musicians, and a lot of those musicians, sadly, are no longer with us. But they have performed at the reunion since its beginning in 2010.
Will the Lifetime Achievement Award winner be announced this year at the event?
We will. We've got three award winners already selected. And of course, that's all hush-hush,
Yeah, secret.
And it's all secretive. And they're picked because of their lifetime commitment to performing live music. So the three that we have picked still perform, which is pretty cool. And they've all made different contributions. Some of them have had to do with putting together other musical programs and things like that. But all three of this year's artists are still actively performing, and that's pretty cool.
Is there a wall of honor somewhere displaying all the names?
We do have a wall of honor. We set it up at the reunion every year. At some day, that wall of honor is going to make its permanent home in Woodman somewhere. But it has the pictures and the years of all of the years. And then there's a website called Live Music USA, and all of the Lifetime Achievement Award winners' pictures, and I think some information about them is on that website also. So,
will you have memorabilia on display that day as well?
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of memorabilia. People bring old guitars, and one year someone brought some of the old custom amplifiers with all the padding around the outside, But there's a lot of photo albums, a lot of pictures, T-shirts, instruments, posters from old bands. There'll be some really classic, interesting guitars on display there also. So I know that one of the guitars is a pretty high quality left-handed Fender guitar that I actually purchased from an estate from Doug Batchelor, and we're going to have that on display. And there's some signature guitars that go there, and we have one guitar we've designated as the Rock and Roll Reunion guitar. It was gifted to me by the widow of one of the former award winners, and we've designated that as the official Rock and Roll Reunion guitar now. So somebody has to play that guitar every year.
I was going to say it's got to get used.
Somebody plays it every year at Rock and Roll Reunion. So that's really cool.
Will you have a jam session at the end, Roddy?
A little sometimes. We've been selecting the same group to close out all the time because they're really party bound. So they get the crowd going really good, and the drummer from that band has been gracious enough to donate his drums for all the other members to use that day.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah. Is there a schedule then?
There is a schedule online. Again, that would be there's an event that's been created on Facebook, and it's Rock and Roll Reunion 2025. And if you click on that, that should give you the information and the schedule. I don't know it off the top of my head what it is, but it starts at 10:30 in the morning, and then we stop about 1:15, and that's when we present the awards. And then the entertainment will start again right after that, and it will keep on going until about 10 o'clock at night, I think.
We have shirts for sale?
We have shirts for sale. That's how we raise the money that we give away every year. So it's a free event, and it's a family-friendly event. You can bring your own beverages, but we don't serve alcoholic beverages there. So we serve non-alcoholic beverages, and we serve burgers and hot dogs and chips and, you know, your basic lunch foods there. So it's the food and the T-shirts that actually raise the money for the cause. And the T-shirts are $20 a piece, and they are different every year and say something about the cause that that we're working with that particular year.
I like the slogan, it's not Woodstock, it's Woodmanstock.
That's right. That's our claim to fame now, you know. So you got to take advantage of what you're given, and Woodman was real close there.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So music, I know, has been a part of your life, your entire life. When you're on stage, Roddy, is it kind of like a fountain of youth? Do you kind of think you're back there about 25 years old again?
Oh,
sometimes?
I sure would like to act like it. But due to a little arthritis and, you know, some of that, those things, I probably don't perform as well as I did when I was, you know, in my 20s or something like that. But I truly enjoy it. I'll be playing with about four different groups that day, either as a guitar player or a backup vocalist or something. But yeah, it's a reunion. So, you know, everybody jumps in and helps each other out.
Sure. Can you do the flying V kick or the splits or anything like that when you're playing?
No. I do have a flying V guitar, though.
Do you?
And I am going to play it for one of the last groups that day just to say that I played it at a, you know, some event. So it's in the shop right now getting worked over a little bit. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
What are some of the names of the bands you've been in?
Oh, there some of the bands I've been in were I played in a band called Morningstar in the 70s. And one of the members of that band was Bill Miller, the recording artist. And he just played here in Richland Center at the boarding house Antiques. And I was fortunate enough to be in his opening act that day, and got to play some of my original stuff, and so that was fun. And I've been in a couple of bands, one called Home Cookin', which had a 45 out, and you're going to get that record,
oh,
by the
boy.
Way.
We'll have to re-debut it on the radio.
Yeah. And, you know, some other groups as all, you know, as well also. But, yeah, it's kind of a hodgepodge for groups that day. We've tried to put the band's names back together with as many original members as we could. So all 30 musicians will jump from one band to another kind of to make it work. And quite a variety of music, too.
That's what I was going to say. It's really all styles, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We've got a couple there that I truly love, Barry and Sherry, and they're from down by Genoa. And they play a little Irish music and a little folk music. And Sherry plays the stand-up bass fiddle. She's our only stand-up bass player, and she's amazing. They're both amazing, husband and wife couple. And then we've got some folk, and we've got some blues, and we've got some rock and roll, and country, and you know, we've managed to put just about every genre you can imagine into this day.
Yeah, that's awesome for the people that attend. And the best thing is it's free.
It's
right?
Free. Absolutely yeah. Free. Yeah. Bring your own chair. We are going to have a lot of tents set up, and there's shelters there, so there should be some shaded spots. It's supposed to only be in the upper 70s, so we're hoping it's not a heat bomb like it is today. But we do have the old village hall there, which we're going to have the air conditioner on, so if it does get real, real hot, there's a place to cool down there. And it's an outdoor event with food and soft drinks and fun and family-friendly. Bring everybody along. And stay the whole day.
Yeah, it sounds like really good weather. I don't want to jinx this whole thing, but you had one year where you had severe weather over
there. We had a tornado pop down in Boscobel, and you know, we're real close to Boscobel, so it did take our power out, and we all stood under the shelters and watched the clouds go by, but it didn't stop us. We unplugged everything and managed to put together an acoustic finale to the day over in one of the shelters. So, you know, we make it work all the way through.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I'm guessing a few of these artists probably have to get somewhere else that night to play somewhere.
We did. They? I know that Ann Christopher, she's a good friend of mine, fabulous artist. She is, we had to move her up early in the schedule because she has another place to go that day. And so some of the musicians are playing early. And so don't come late and miss some of your favorite musicians because they have places to play that night. But a lot of them just took the day off and decided to hang out till the end. So
Should be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
So 10:30, you said the music begins?
Music starts at 10:30, yep. And, you know, we're going to have some cold sodas and stuff there for everybody to start their morning off. And I think the burgers and hot dogs are going on the grill real early. So, probably not going to get breakfast there, but you can start lunch early.
What about crowd control? Do you have somebody stationed at the stage to keep the people from jumping up on the stage?
Well,
and
you know, they at this age, jumping up on the stage, even for the spectators, isn't as likely as it would have been before, but no, the crowd is pretty well, they take care of themselves really well, and I really want to send out a big thank you to the crowd from the last years, because they pick up after themselves. So when it's all done at the end of the night and it's time to pick things up, we don't have trash laying around. Everybody is picked up and put away, and I'm very thankful for the attendees for the way they act at Rock and Roll Reunion.
See, that's the difference between Woodstock and Woodmanstock. Woodstock, they didn't clean up after themselves very well, I don't think.
No, they clean up really well, and they're all appreciative, and everybody, it's good.
Well, Roddy, thanks for coming over and joining us, so we hope that it goes really well this weekend.
I want to thank you very much for having me, and I appreciate your support all these years.
Yeah, well, thanks for all the music these years, Roddy, too, as well. Woodman is the place, the Rock and Roll Reunion coming up this weekend. It's Saturday, August 2nd, and don't miss it. It's going to be a great time. Even if you can stop by just for a few minutes, Roddy,
absolutely,
well worth your time.
Yep, thank you.
This is The Morning Show on WRCO.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares about you and your future, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. At Rockwell, people come first. You'll find competitive pay, great benefits, and real opportunities to grow in a positive, team-driven environment where your work truly matters. From supporting innovation on the job to volunteering in the community, Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and give back to Richland Center every step of the way. Whether you're starting your career or looking for a fresh start, Rockwell Automation is a great place to work and a great neighbor to have. Now hiring in Richland Center. Simply visit rockwellautomation.com to learn more and apply today.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Next up, Greg Kinney joins us in WRCO, Riverdale Education Foundation. Golf fundraiser is going on this weekend. Greg, how big is this event for the foundation?
It's a huge fundraiser for us. We have been doing it for quite a few years now, and we get a lot of people that really enjoy it. You know, there's no prize money for first place, just a lot of camaraderie and people having fun, and we get to raise money for the foundation. And normally, you know, we're in that $4,000 or $5,000 range by the end of the day, so it's definitely a huge event for us.
It goes on this Saturday at Hickory Grove Golf Course, and I guess my next question is, are you all full up as far as golfers are concerned?
Yeah, we were full with 18 teams. It's been kind of a crazy year. We were full early, and then we had some teams drop out, and then we got full again, and we went to 19, and now we're back to 18, which is full, and so we're happy with that. And it looks like the weather's going to cooperate, so we should have a great day.
If you can't golf, you got in too late or whatever, you can still help out the cause, though, can't you?
Absolutely. If people want to stop by, we have bucket raffles, silent auction items. You know, if you just want to stop by and drop off a donation, why, we'll gladly accept that. We have people that will be in the building all day long. And so it's just a huge fun event and really important for us. You know, last year we gave back $18,944 to the teachers at Riverdale and the students at Riverdale, and so that was our record year for us. We had never gave out that amount, and so, you know, it takes events like this for us to keep generating money every year to keep being able to do that, and it seems our number is growing up every year, so we're happy about that. You know, our grand total for the years that we've been in business is $150,480, so that's a pretty significant number.
Definitely is. You couldn't do it without the sponsors, and I'm guessing it kind of sells itself, doesn't it? I mean, a lot of these businesses know how important it is for Riverdale Schools, don't they?
Yeah, we have a lot of people that that donate items for the bucket raffle, for the silent auction, people that are alumni from the school, you know, that come back for it. But yeah, there's an awful lot of people that help us out that really make it go, and the people at the golf course are absolutely awesome. We couldn't do it without all their help, and then it's just a fun event. There's a lot of people that get together for this event, you know, one time a year, and you know, maybe old friends that they were in school with, or just lifelong friends, and they come and they play, and it's just a really good time.
Do you recall who won the event, who had the best score last year?
I don't have that in front of me, no. But usually there's several teams that are within one or two strokes of each other, so there's always that challenge out there. Then people, they keep track of it, and and we post all the scores on the board when we get everybody in, and so then everybody's always scoping that out. They want to know how close they were to the top. So, but yeah, I don't have that information in front of me, Phil, but it's usually very competitive.
Are prizes given out to the winning team, or is it just bragging rights?
It's just bragging rights, yep. So we have flag prizes on every hole, and we have, you know, prizes that we give everybody when they start golfing and things like that. So everybody's going to get something for the day, that's for sure. So
if people are listening and they like to stop by, when's a good time to stop by on Saturday?
Well, the golfing is from 10 to 1 usually. Registration is 9 to 10, so anytime after that 10 o'clock hour, you know, there'll be some ladies still in the clubhouse, and it'll be a little less congested then, but they can stop by anytime. I mean, if their schedule says I need to be there at 9 o'clock, then stop by then. I mean, we'll take your money for sure any time of the day. So, or if they don't have time to stop by, if they want to drop a check in the mail to us, why, they can do that too, and they can send it to me or to our post office box, the Riverdale Foundation. So, but there are several people on our committee, and a lot of people know who they are, so they can give them checks too as well. So,
at any time of the year, not just during the bowling or golf outings, right?
Yeah, this is You know, the bowling is a big event. The Winter Carnival is a big event. The golf outing is obviously huge. So them are kind of our three big ones. We run a lot of food stands in the winter time for sporting events as well. But it takes a lot of different functions to be able to generate the money we need to keep things going. And, to, you know, we're adding new awards every year and trying to, you know, give people different opportunities. And so it's just a really good thing. We've got a lot of people that are dedicated on our committee that to make it work, and obviously with the numbers we're giving back and money, why it is working. So
sounds like you talked to Mother Nature. You're going to have a pretty good day weather-wise Saturday, Greg.
Yeah, I just heard your forecast, and it looks like 75 to 80 degrees and a little breeze. And so, yeah, it'll be a perfect day. So
yeah, you bet. Hickory Grove Golf Course, Fenimore coming up this weekend. Anything else you wanted to add, Greg?
No, just appreciate all the support we get throughout the year for this. And like I said, if people want to, you know, if they hear this and they want to make a donation, there's several ways they can do that, and we'll gladly accept any of it. But our main goal is to be able to help the students at Riverdale just get a better education with some of the things that we can do for them. So the teachers do a great job of making sure that happens. So, yeah, it's just a good day all around and a good thing for us for the whole year. So this is kind of our last hurrah for the year, and then we'll start in, you know, when school starts, we'll start a new chapter and go from there. So
yeah, that's right around the corner. Hard to believe.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Well, Greg, thanks so much for joining us, and thanks for all you do.
Yep. Thank you, Phil. I appreciate everything WRCO does for us. You've been a great supporter ever since we started, so we appreciate all that.
That's Greg Kinney representing Riverdale Education Foundation on today's morning show.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics wants you to stay sun smart until the sun sets. Peak UV hours are between 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the time when it is easiest to suffer sun damage. Make sure you schedule a yearly skin check with your provider and pay close attention to any spots you see that have changed or grown. If necessary, you can have a skin biopsy at the Richland Hospital and Clinics within 1 to 2 weeks of referral. Test results are back within 3 to 5 business days. Remember to wear your sunscreen.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com. and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The time is 10 o'clock. We'll introduce you to the first items up for bid in our Walk with Grace auction coming up. Follow this update. It's 66 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump says a trade deal has been reached with another country.
The president overnight announcing a preliminary trade deal with South Korea. Both sides settling on a 15% tariff on most South Korean goods, including cars and electronics. That's down from the 25% the president had threatened. South Korea also agreeing to buy $100 billion of American energy.
ABC's Rachel Scott. In a sign that President Trump's tariff policies may be starting to lift prices for many goods, the Commerce Department says prices rose 2.6% last month compared with a year ago, up from an annual pace of 2.5%.